Reading from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 13, The Ecstatic Dancing of the Lord at Ratiyatra, Text Number 1. Sajiyat Krishna Chaitanya. It's okay. Sirata Grenanataya Yena Sha Jagatam Chitram Jagannato Pivismitaha. Translation. May the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, who danced in front of the car of Sri Jagannath, be all glorified. By seeing his dancing, not only was the whole universe held in wonder, but Lord Jagannath himself became very much astonished. Jaya Shruta Gana Shunakari Ekamana Ratra Ya Ratraya Nritya Prabhura Paramamaham. All glories to the listener of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Please hear the description of the dancing of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the Ratiyatra festival. His dancing is very enchanting. Please hear of it with great attention. The Skanda Purana is giving us descriptions about Ratiyatra, giving us descriptions about how Lord Jagannath as a deity form came into being, Daru Brahman, and these kind of narratives, and then how a whole culture of worship around Lord Jagannath developed. An extraordinary culture, a culture where somehow or other it was a combination between the Brahmanas, who were connected to the royalty and supported by the royalty, and the descendants of the Sabaras, who were somehow or other involved due to the disappearance of Nila Madhava and all that. And up to the day of today, that community became integrated into the Ratiyatra, and they are known as the Daitas. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the Ratiyatra description, it describes the Daitas. It speaks how King Prataparuda in person, as well as his entourage, allowed the Pandu Vijay ceremony to be seen by all the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the Pandu Vijay ceremony is is where Lord Jagannath is ascending the chariot and where he's being carried, and because he's very big, the next verse explains, the very strong-built Daitas, carriers of the Jagannath deity, were as powerful as drunken elephants. They manually carried Lord Jagannath from the throne to the car. While carrying the deity of Lord Jagannath, some of the Daitas took hold of the shoulders of the Lord, and some caught his lotus feet. The Lord Jagannath was bound at the waist by a strong, thick rope made of silk. From two sides, the Daitas caught hold of this rope and raised the deity. Strong, puffed-up cotton pads called tulis were spread out from the throne to the car, and the heavy deity of Lord Jagannath was carried from one pillow-like pad to the next by the Daitas. While the Daitas carried the heavy Jagannath deity from one pad to the next, some of the pads broke, and the cotton contents floated into the air. When they broke, they made a heavy cracking sound. Lord Jagannath is the maintainer of the whole universe. Who can carry him from one place to another? The Lord moves by his personal will just to perform his pastimes. So in this way, we are introduced to the Ratiyatra. It is said that in Puri, one never knows when Lord Jagannath will come out of the temple, He can come anytime. There's no fixed time. It's sort of, they've given up on that long ago, since they've been doing it for a long time. They came to experience that just don't fix a time and let it just begin when it begins. So all the devotees are waiting for the Lord to appear, and it can be in the morning, but it can also approach noon. It's just sort of... Lord Chaitanya went there early in the morning. Lord Chaitanya took his early morning bath and went straight to the temple of Lord Jagannath. It said at that time it was happening very early in the morning. And the deity was being carried. For us, when we look at Rati Yatra, we always look at Rati Yatra in connection with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We are not looking at Rati Yatra as it was performed throughout the millennia, one can say, because from Satya Yuga onwards, Rati Yatra was going on. So many Rati Yatras were being performed, but 500 years ago, Rati Yatra was of a different nature because of the presence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, in the Chaitanya Chandradoya Nata, Kavi Karnapur is highlighting this point, because he starts his book, which is a play, but whether it's ever been performed as a play, I have never heard of that. But it describes that there is what appears to be a moving forest. It is because the chariots of Lord Jagannath are decorated with so many banana trees that it looks like a forest. It said, and the people, all being of dark complexion, look like tamal trees. Yeah? So it's like a forest of moving tamal trees, the green and the black complexion of the crowd. And then the chariot is being pulled, and everyone is just in ecstasy. Just like here it is said in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, while the Lord was transported from the throne to the car, tumultuous sounds were made on various musical instruments, gongs and cymbals and horns, and that was there. And also at that time, sounds of jubilation. Everyone was ecstatic, except for one person. Kavi Karnapur describes one person, it was Rati Yatra, and one person was totally depressed. It's just like, who's depressed at Rati Yatra? Right? The ones who cannot be there. No. The ones who miss it somehow or other, they are depressed. No. In the middle of Rati Yatra, there was one person who was depressed. I mean, how is it possible to be depressed? Who was depressed in the middle of Rati Yatra? It was the king. It was Maharaj Prataparudra. Because the Rati Yatra that's being described in the beginning of Chaitanya Chandradoya Natak is the Rati Yatra, the first Rati Yatra after the disappearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And for Maharaj Prataparudra, the whole Rati Yatra has no more meaning. For him, the whole Rati Yatra is just a cause of depression, right? It's just, he can only see that, like, you know, no longer is the Lord present, and it just makes it more intense. So he's not happy to be there at all. He wished he could have avoided it, but being the king, he must be there. Mm-hmm. So in this way, it begins and just highlights this absence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and with that, it also highlights the importance of the Rati Yatras where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was personally present. And that we must understand is obviously we are relating to those Rati Yatras particularly. Just when Srila Prabhupada's first Rati Yatra, at that time Srila Prabhupada's health was not good, so he could not participate, but on that flatbed truck where the deities were looking in three directions, and the devotees, they came afterwards all ecstatic to describe what happened to Prabhupada, and they were saying, at one point the truck just stalled and it wouldn't move. And Prabhupada was very excited. Ah, yes. The same happened at the time when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his Rati Yatra. The chariot wouldn't move. The chariot, no one could move it. This is the pastime of the Lord. Now we see that Lord Chaitanya is really present in that Rati Yatra. So Prabhupada was very, very happy about that. That detail, because he was thinking of Rati Yatra in connection with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was seeing Rati Yatra in connection with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he was seeing Rati Yatra is very much intertwined with the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and how Rati Yatra is just such a powerful tool for spreading Krishna consciousness around the world. It's an essential element. It's not just a festival. Rati Yatra is an important element in transforming the entire world, in spiritualizing the world. It's therefore it's not surprising that when Srila Prabhupada saw the three chariots stand next to the Nelson column. Nelson column is a symbol of victory, right? It's a column to commemorate the victory of Nelson, and seeing the chariots there was victory. And then the next day, the newspaper also reiterated that point. Chariots rival Nelson's column. Yes. The whole symbol of the victory of Krishna consciousness. It was Trafalgar Square, a great moment of victory. And again, today, we will be on Trafalgar Square. So what can be said? That is Rati Yatra. Lord Jagannath is sometimes described as the most merciful deity form of all deity forms. Lord Jagannath is specifically the deity that is most merciful. As a deity, of course, when that may raise a complicated question. That may raise the question, but the deity is non-different from the personality who is there. And Gaur Nitai are obviously the most merciful personalities. They are particularly the most merciful incarnation. So how can Lord Jagannath be referred to as the most merciful deity? How is it possible? That seems to be awkward. But the reason why, in terms of as a deity offering opportunity for worship, because deity worship is a means of connecting with the Supreme Lord. The deity is a form of the Lord who kindly appears and allows the souls that are covered by the material energy to connect with the Lord and render direct service, which otherwise is not possible because we cannot see the Lord. But because we can see the deity and we can provide for the needs of the deity, therefore, in this form, the Lord makes himself accessible. Therefore, deity worship is important and not at all ritualistic, because the Lord is descending in that form of the deity. In the Archa Murti, the Archa Vigraha form, the Lord is manifesting himself and accepting service. And which deity accepts more service than Lord Jagannath? Chappan Bhog, 56 times a day. So many offerings. Therefore, Jagannath Puri is that place where cooking is just incredible. Yamuna Devi, who is like our, who was like, in a sense, our, the acharya of cooking in for Krishna. She got really scientific about it. Our movement has great cooks, but Yamuna particularly, it's almost like had a PhD on different cooking styles and so on. And she wrote this article about the kitchen of Lord Jagannath in a Back to Godhead magazine. In this lecture, I have not prepared, because in my life, one program is the preparation for the next one, and in between there is only japa, sleep, and prasadam, sort of in that sequence. So preparing, I could not prepare, so otherwise I would have read that article and I would have told you in detail about the kitchen. But as it's now, I can't remember the details of the kitchen, other than that it was a very complex and very large arrangement, where the fire is never extinguished, is burning for a very long time. That is how long, we will leave that one open, but very long. It's never been extinguished, and cooking is going on. And outside, cooking is going on, and baskets are going in the temple, and baskets are going out of the temple, and there's prasadam, oceans of it everywhere. And that is, and there are offerings, endless cooking, endless arrangements for Lord Jagannath. Where do we find such a parade? Cities have many parades. Many parades are there. And in the big cities of the world, the parade of Lord Jagannath has also been added. Of course, one of the devotees who specifically dedicated his life to Rath Yatra, and as such is always remembered at Rath Yatra, is Jayananda Prabhu. And Srila Prabhupada gave the instruction that his picture should be present on every Rath Yatra cart, to always remember how it was Jayananda who started really from scratch. And from scratch really means from scratch, who had no money, and yet built these very large carts, who had no helpers, but created helpers, created the money, created everything out of nothing, basically. Who was such an amazing personality. To people in the world who could not say his name Jayananda, he was known as Johnny Ananda. And Johnny Ananda was good friends with Louis the Banana King, who would give trucks of bananas for Rath Yatra. Some building sites also contributed to the construction of the Rath Yatra carts. And Jayananda would just ask people from the street, excuse me, can you hold this plank for a moment? Just do me a favor, just hold it. Thank you. Then Jayananda would nail down the plank. And then he said to the guy, would you mind on your side to put in the nails? And the guy put in the nails. And then Jayananda said, wow, you're an expert. Are you a carpenter? And next moment he was part of the team. And smoking was not allowed. But he would give them a little smoke break somewhere else, but not while building the cart of Jagannath. and prasadam was plenty. What can be said? So Jayananda, and in that final Ratayatra in New York, Ratayatra came on Fifth Avenue. It was Toshan Krishna who got the permissions, and he just simply he did the impossible, because the New York City had a policy: no new parades on Fifth Avenue, out of the question. But then Toshan, Prabhupada said, "How you did it?" Toshan said, "I just applied for some hand-pulled wooden carts." I said, "All right, that's okay." So hand-pulled wooden carts, they are, right? But he didn't mention the size. And that's a feature. No parade has such a thing, you know. I mean, where I'm from the flower region of the Netherlands, you know, and every year we have the flower parade. And it's like, it's huge, because Holland is famous for its flowers in that area. So many flowers. And it's like endless floats are coming by. And as a kid, how many times did I watch the boring floats coming by, standing there forever, seeing it go by, and totally passive. And my mother would take me, because it was 100 meters away from our house, that parade. So I had to see it. I hated it. It's too so long. Yes. But Ratayatra is something else, because it's modern. It's very modern, because it's interactive. There you go. Yeah, it's not a passive experience. An interactive experience. Very modern. Without the devotees, the chariot will not move. So the whole thing is based on devotional service. And it's quite amazing. Now, it's not that only in relation to Lord Jagannath this is going on. There are other temples in India, in the south especially, also have a chariot festival, which is also pulled by the crowd. So once I was invited to such a festival, the chariot festival, and they invited ISKCON to come and do a kirtan. So we came. And they were pulling the chariot. But there was no kirtan. And the whole thing was, we're pulling the chariot. So the big chariot, we're pulling it. So they were so conscious that they were pulling the chariot, they would pull for 10 minutes, then sit down for 10 minutes, and then pull again for 10 minutes, sit down for 10 minutes and pull. And then we came and started kirtan, and they wouldn't do kirtan. At one point I was dancing like in front of someone, and finally I got a response. Right? And at the end we got the whole crowd dancing, and they forgot to sit down. They kept on pulling the chariot and they just forgot to sit down, because that is the nature of the kirtan. It is the kirtan that just pulls the chariot. I mean, we're not thinking we're going to pull the chariot. We think we pull the chariot. If you touch the rope, you get the, you know, love of God. So we're going to touch it for sure. But that's not the main meditation. We're going to pull. No, we're already thinking. People are already, you know, bringing out their spiffy drums. You know, it's like some drummers have racing gloves to make sure their hands won't crack and, you know, play some racing beats. And I have seen womper players with tennis wrist supports, you know, getting ready. I'm gurgling with salt water to get the voice going. Get ready for the kirtan. It's the ecstasy. Our kirtan is the echo. It is the echo of that kirtan that was there 500 years ago, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates were performing kirtan. In the chapters prior to this chapter, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is the description of the sankirtan of the devotees of of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All the associates of Mahaprabhu came from Bengal, and they came and they performed amazing kirtan, and it was so ecstatic. These are just the devotees. It was so ecstatic that people came running from everywhere to see it. This is it. And then when Lord Chaitanya actually joined in those kirtans and started dancing, Lord Chaitanya would jump so high, way above the crowd, his leaping above the crowd, throwing himself in the air and then just crashing down, and sometimes just Nityananda was there to catch him, because the Lord sometimes would hit the ground and everyone thought all his bones must be crushed now, but then he would bounce back up and do it again. It was just inconceivable. Wild tears were shooting from his eyes in all directions. Sometimes he would spin in a circle so fast, it said it Chaitanya Charitamrita calls it a firebrand, you know, where you, if you have, a torch. Nowadays we don't have torches, but if you have a torch and you spin it around very quick, it looks like a circle of fire. Or we used to do it in school with our pens, you know, move the pen very fast and it looks like a circle. Right? Trick, pen trick. Have you tried it? Yeah. Like that, Lord Chaitanya was spinning around so fast that it looked, his hands just made a closed circle. I mean, how can we imagine? We have not seen such a thing. I have seen amazing things, but even in Africa I didn't see that, where the kirtans are something else. Lord Chaitanya's kirtan, obviously, Golokira Premadana Harinama Sankirtana was descending from the spiritual world. So it was a sight that was just astonishing, and a sight that made one forget anything else. He's Gaura Nataraj, comparable to Krishna dancing on the hoots of Kaliya. It said when Krishna was dancing on the hoots of Kaliya, it was interesting because Krishna's dancing was so amazing that at one point the people that were watching forgot that he was dancing on the hoots of Kaliya. They were just seeing this dancing and only this dancing, and it just amazed by the amazing dancing move. The next moment they saw again this horrible snake and they go, oh my God, what will happen? So absorbing was the dancing of Krishna. And Vrindavana Natabara. But Gaura Nataraj, in the same way, just there was nothing else. All other things on the mind were gone. No more sex desire. No, just dancing. The Lord is dancing. No more material desire. No, the Lord is dancing. No more problems. The Lord is dancing. It was that absorbing. Everything was forgotten. Old age was forgotten. Old men started dancing also, like anything, beyond themselves. Yes, the bones and nothing was considered. Right? They didn't think. That is the nature of Harinam Sankirtan. So this same kirtan, the effect of that kirtan reached today. And Srila Prabhupada then gave that kirtan a new push, right? A new push. And just, and here in London, in that Rata Yatra, that famous 1973 Rata Yatra, he pushed. And it was the ecstasy of dancing, in front of Lord Jagannath. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing in front of Lord Jagannath, we can understand from Chaitanya Charitamrita what was going on. Because we read in Chaitanya Charitamrita about the internal purpose and the external purpose of the appearance of the Lord. And we see that obviously Lord Chaitanya was experiencing his internal purpose, remembering how the gopis took the reins of the chariot in Kurukshetra. At that time, when there was an eclipse, while Krishna was living in Dwarka, it was Vasudev who said, "Let us go. Let us go to Kurukshetra. Because Kurukshetra is a holy place, let us perform a sacrifice there to counteract the inauspiciousness of the Grahan, the eclipse." But Jiva Goswami in the Gopal Champu is describing this situation where Nanda Maharaj arrived, and Nanda Maharaj was just seeing Krishna there. He was seeing only Krishna. He didn't see anything else. He didn't see Vasudev. He didn't even see him. He saw only Krishna, "My son." And then Krishna saw only Nanda Maharaj. And when Krishna saw Nanda Maharaj, Krishna was so emotional that Vasudev had never seen him like that. He goes, "Look," and he was sort of for a moment feeling, "Gosh, he's never been so emotional about me." He said, "Well," then he says out loud, "Well, it's no wonder that Krishna gets so emotional upon seeing Nanda Maharaj. You know, although Nanda is not his real father, after all, he stayed there a long time in Vrindavan. Nanda Maharaj didn't even hear it. Nanda Maharaj was totally absorbed." And then a priest came and called Vasudev and said that he had to do something in the yajna. And then the commentators in the Gopal Champu, the narrators, they say that, but what was inauspicious? There was nothing inauspicious in the entire universe when Krishna was personally present. So that intimacy of Nanda Maharaj was greater with Krishna than the intimacy of Vasudev, because Nanda Maharaj was just focused on Krishna. And all the residents of Vrindavan had that deep, intense eagerness just for Krishna. So the gopis, they decided to no longer wait for Krishna's promises. Yes, just now coming back, but have a few more demons to kill. Yes, we heard that one before. There's always a demon to kill. No, thank you. Now you're going to Vrindavan. "Well, I'm just now coming." "Yes, just now." And they took the reins of the chariots and start pulling. Lord Chaitanya internally was there in Kurukshetra. Internally, he was pulling the chariot back to Vrindavan. And of course, yes, and that's also an internal meaning of our Ratiyatra that is also there. When you're in Durban Ratiyatra is very big, you know, and it was in the center of the city. And I had, on one chariot, I was sharing the kirtan with Lokanath Maharaj, and I had done the first half of the kirtan and sort of brought it into the center of the city, and by then it was really cooking, right? It was cooking, and everyone was just dancing, and the crowd was enormous. People were on the roofs of the building, everywhere people. And then Lokanath Maharaj took over. But he had heard the opening speech of Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj, who can describe these Vrindavan pastimes very graphically, and somehow or other, when it was about Kurukshetra and bringing Krishna back to Vrindavan, it pushed a button in Lokanath Maharaj's consciousness. And when he started the kirtan right in the middle of the city center, he started, "Jaya Radha Madhava." Wrong song, or wasn't class, right? But somehow or other, that. So we also were in that mood of bringing Krishna to Vrindavan. And Prabhupada also surely had that mood when he danced. But that was not the reason why Prabhupada in London was dancing and jumping up and down, because what really was there was, it was a victory march, right, on the streets of London, for the world to see, for the entire world, Lord Jagannath, right, Krishna consciousness, now, right, on the main streets of London, now heading for Trafalgar Square, now for that mercy of Lord Jagannath would go anywhere and everywhere, beyond London, with the multimedia of this age, reaching so many people. And that was Prabhupada's meditation, because his meditation was somehow or other give this Krishna consciousness to as many people as possible, and that was his ecstasy. So that relates more to the external purpose of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But that was Prabhupada's meditation. And therefore for us, Radha Yatra is that flooding the streets with mercy, flooding the hearts of the people, somehow or other, transforming so many people. It's a mercy festival. And in giving the mercy, that is the most important thing in the whole festival. Yes, we are getting the mercy when you touch the rope. Don't forget, love of God, I'm going to touch it for sure. And pull, dance in front of Lord Jagannath. We don't want to hear excuses about old age and bones and backs today. There are no bones and backs that count, because the Ratha Yatra is the one festival where you have to go beyond your limits. That's the theme of the festival. Go beyond the limits. And that's where one breaks through to the transcendental plane. That is where the whole thing becomes magic, when we go beyond our limits. It's designed for that. It's meant for that. Ratha Yatra is intense. It means some people don't sleep. Some people stay up all night making so many arrangements. It's like then the whole day push. The kirtan is just like pushing us into our reserves and beyond that. And then to a level where we've never been. A spontaneous level. So this Ratha Yatra is particularly bringing out the spontaneous level of devotional service. And as such, but the most amazing thing is when we give out the mercy. We started now 8 years ago a Ratha Yatra in Soweto, South Africa. Now Soweto is part of Johannesburg, which is a very large city, 13 million people, and there's 3 million people living in Soweto, and it's a black ghetto area. So we started the Ratha Yatra there, and people are poor, and it's kind of... We were very happy to go there. And the chariot was nicely decorated with fruits. I had pineapples, but so many fruits were hanging on the chariot. And the chariot was going nicely, and we were like distributing prasadam everywhere, and the crowd was so eager. And then at one point we just ran out of prasadam. And then we said, let's take all the fruits of the chariot, of the decoration, and we stripped the chariot. And we were all grabbing some fruit and took it off the chariot. And yesterday Krishna Kirtan was reminding me of this, and he was giving someone some fruits, and he said, he threw it over their gate, and the people were so happy. One lady had a tear in the eye, he says. I gave a pineapple to some old people, and they were so happy I think they never had a pineapple in their life, you know. And they had a pineapple of Lord Jagannath. And it was just the mercy going out. It just made it absolutely amazing, absolutely wonderful. And Kavichanda Maharaj, you know, who's a real mercy man, was running up and down, just grabbing more prasadam and giving it to people and looking for the most fallen, you know, the bums lying on the street. He's giving everyone. That spirit of distributing the mercy, that is our meditation. On Trafalgar Square. It's not, yes, we are also dancing. Oh yes, we are ecstatic. It's also our party. It is also our fun. But we want to share that fun. We want to share it. When we are at the height of our ecstasy, then we can preach. Because Prabhupada once said, preaching is very easy. Just show people how happy you are. You know, it's not like, preach. Krishna consciousness is the topmost process. There is nothing greater than Krishna consciousness. Surrender your life. It's not about hypnotizing. The formula is, it's happiness. It's happiness that will attract. So yes, let us be happy. Let it be the most happy day. And then let us share that happiness with everyone and anyone. And somehow or other get them involved. And then miracles will happen in Rath Yatra. That is the nature of Rath Yatra. Any questions? Any comments?